forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, October the 9th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Again, like yesterday, you have to forgive me a little bit, folks. I'm feeling a little under the weather. Got a kind of a scratchy throat, stuffy nose, a little lightheaded, maybe a little touch of fever. So, you know, just kind of bear with me because I'm not on top of my game today. Excuse me. Before I get into other topics here, I want to remind people, it seems John Stadtmiller had a wonderful idea a couple weeks ago. He decided to start giving out this 150-page book on the Constitution and also the Citizens' Rulebook. And the only catch, there was a catch that went along with it, the only catch was that you would take one of our bumper stickers and put it on your car. Or if you got two or three cars, let Sandra or Julie know, and they will be happy to send you out as many bumper stickers as you have automobiles. But do us a favor, folks. Put it on your car. Okay, it's your way of helping out. If you don't want to go out and challenge the mind-numbed public, you can put a bumper sticker on your car, and it spreads the word. And you know what? It looks like that just might be working a little bit. We've had a number of phone calls. A number of these stickers have gone out. And our numbers are going up a little bit. So with that, I want to give out the address. Remember, you're going to get a 150-page book on the Constitution. And even if you think you know the Constitution pretty well, bone up on it. The address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. It's free of charge. They will pay the shipping. Just call them up. And, 800-724-2719. That would be good that you have the phone number, because I'm sure that most of you already do. And they will send them right out to you. But you got to promise, folks, that you'll slap a bumper sticker on your car. And maybe tell your friends and neighbors and ask them to stick one on their car as well. Also, a reminder that I want you to, if you haven't already, give Robbie Noel a call, 800-691-7898. Robbie is sitting by his phone at all hours of the day and night, ready and willing to take your order for gold or silver. And if you haven't already converted some of your cash to gold and silver with the economic structure as it is right now, you know that you should do so. By the way, speaking of the economic structure the way it is, Tuesday's Bob Chapman Day, and don't forget to tune in to John's show for Bob Chapman. I always do. It's always an excellent show. Okay. So much for that. Oh, yeah, as far as guests are concerned, now it's going to be a short week this week. I'm going to have Tim Wingate that's going to be subbing for me Friday as I have to go out of town. Tomorrow, by popular demand, I've gotten a number of emails. And by the way, I'm going to go into the subject of emails here in just a few minutes. But I had a number of emails requesting that Jim Kerwin come back up as soon as possible. So I'm going to have Jim back up on my show tomorrow. And then Thursday, I had a caller called in last week when we had this little debate regarding expatriation, and there was a debate going on with him, Ron in Mexico, and Jim from, I believe he's in Austin, or maybe Missouri, I'm not sure which one. At any rate, Ron's going to be up Thursday, and we're going to talk a little bit more about expatriation. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with us, we got more.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Even without air conditioning, they flipped the air conditioning off in my apartment today for some reason. It's still rather hot here in Phoenix, so it's a little uncomfortable, along with the fact that I'm feeling a bit under the weather. But at any rate, I want to remind everybody, go into my website at www.theamericanawakening.org. I've put up another clip, or not a clip, but I put up a story about Congressman George Hansen. That's for any of you who haven't read it, you might want to give it a read. Kind of relates to what they could possibly be doing to Ed Brown. And I'm going to cover that, a little bit of it. Now, I'm not going to take the whole show on it today, but I'm going to cover some of it a little bit later regarding the diesel, the possibility of diesel therapy. I looked on the Bureau of Prisons website today, and he's still up to this point. Ed Brown has not made it to his supposed destination. But with that first, I'll tell you what. Anybody, any of you who have sent me an email, anybody of you ever gone into my website, sent me an email, or you've got my email address and you send me out an email, as you all know, I do my best to answer it. Now, sometimes on the rare occasion, I might miss, but for the most part, I will answer your email. Sometimes I'll even go to the link. People will put a phone number in there, and if it's a topic of serious discussion, I'll even call. I did that this morning. I called the lady this morning who had sent me an email, Amy in Missouri, and spoke with her, had a nice chat for about 10 or 15 minutes. And so I try my best to communicate with all the listeners and share ideas, share thoughts. But I said that to say this. Sometimes, well, let me back up. Have you ever in your life met somebody that was just evil? Somebody that you could just tell the vibes were there, that, you know, there's no way you could get along with this individual. There's no way that anything you could say would ever, you know, win that person over to your side. I mean, for whatever the reason, you know, maybe it was the way this person was raised, or maybe they were abused as a child, or maybe it's one of those people that used to get beat up in the bathroom at school. And then as they grew older, they, you know, basically held a grudge against society, so they decided to take it out anonymously on their fellow residents or fellow citizens, fellow Americans, if you will. And I say that to say this. I don't like cowards, and I don't like phony people. I take people at face value. I give people the benefit of the doubt. I watch their actions, their demeanor. I try to treat people, you know, as I would wish to be treated. And, you know, during the course of call-ins, when people call into my show, sometimes they have a comment, sometimes they don't agree, and that's fine. But I take issue with people when they hide behind a computer and they choose to make erroneous allegations for whatever the reason. Maybe it was because they were one of those kids that got beat up in the bathroom. So as I said earlier, normally I will answer every email. I received an email yesterday and I've decided that I'm going to answer this, but I'm not going to answer it via the email. I'm going to answer this over the air, because I want all of the listening audience to hear this. This gentleman, I use the term loosely, is named Rick Ginsburg. Now, first of all, I question whether that's his real name or not. And by the way, I must ask, the name Ginsburg, not that it matters, but does that sound like a Jewish name? The reason I ask that question is because the address that was put on here was 66 Auschwitz Drive, New York, zip code 11706. Daytime phone, 666-666-6666. Evening phone, 666-666-6666. Email address, richardm999@yahoo.com. Now, Richard M., that doesn't sound like Richard G., as in Ginsburg. My point being this, folks, with a telephone number like that and an address like that, this individual is obviously hiding behind his computer. But I'm going to read this email to you in its entirety, and then I'm going to comment on it. Mr. Herzog, why are you trying to sound exactly like Stattmiller, and why aren't you aware that the first chief rabbi of Israel was named Herzog, and the 8th president of Israel was a Herzog? Why aren't you aware of Whitey Herzog, Jewish, or the Herzog you see on all the railroad cars, all Jewish? How is it a guy like you ends up on a show that is supposed to stand for truth against our Jew-run Federal Reserve? You want to try to run that by me? Oh, you look like a Jew, too. Is that a coincidence? Well, Rick, let me just try to run this by you. Number one. When you choose to write an email to someone like this with erroneous allegations, the first thing I would suggest you do, Mr. Ginsburg, or whatever your name is get your facts straight. First of all, I'm going to go through this line by line. Why am I trying to sound exactly like Statmiller? Well, I didn't know that I was trying to sound like Statmiller, although I would take that as a compliment because I think John Statmiller is an excellent talk show host, very intelligent man. And why aren't I aware that the first chief rabbi of Israel was named Herzog? Well, I guess I wasn't aware because the fact is the first chief rabbi of Israel, number one, wasn't named Herzog, Rick. His name was Isaac Cook. So I would suggest that you go do your research before you start naming names and making allegations. And the eighth president of Israel was a Herzog? No. The eighth president of Israel's name was Moshe Katsev. Okay? And then why aren't I aware of Whitey Herzog? Well, you know, I am aware of Whitey Herzog. Is Whitey Herzog Jewish? Not to my knowledge. Okay, as a matter of fact, from what I understand, Whitey Herzog is a Protestant. And the Herzog that I see on all the railroad cars, all Jewish? Tell me, Rick, did you take the time to go investigate that outlandish statement? Because I did, you see. And the people that own Herzog rail cars is Bill, Stan, and Randy Herzog. And you know, those guys are Baptists from St. Joe, Missouri. So, you know, where you would pull this stuff from, I haven't a clue. But beyond that, how is it a guy like me ends up on a show that is supposed to stand for truth against our Jew-run Federal Reserve? Well, Rick, I know all about the Federal Reserve. I know who they are. I know how they operate. I know that they're just about as federal as Federal Express. And I think you've got your facts boxed, as Jim Fetzer would say. Because I know about our Federal Reserve, and maybe a lot of Jewish people are in the Federal Reserve, but it's a Zionist operation. Do you know the difference, Rick? And the fact that I look like a Jew, too? What are you asserting? Are you asserting that I am Jewish and I'm hiding? Let me tell you, I'm not Jewish. But if I were Jewish, would it be any different than you hiding behind a computer, putting out fictitious addresses and fictitious phone numbers? I don't get this. What is the problem here? I don't understand, Rick. And I'll tell you what, the phone lines are open today, 800-313-9443. I would welcome your telephone call, because if somebody wants to address an allegation against me, I would like to have them address it either on the air or to my face. But don't write emails and hide behind the computer with false addresses, numbers, and make false allegations against me, because I do my homework, Rick. Enough said about that. Again, phone lines are open today, folks. Feel free to call in about any subject you like. And let's see. A little bit about Ed Brown. Switching gears here. Now, as we know, I just looked on the Bureau of Prisons this morning, and he's still, according to the Bureau of Prisons, not in their custody, which means that evidently he's still in transit. Now, that could mean anything, folks. And I know, you know, a lot of us out there, myself included, are concerned that, you know, Ed Brown has, maybe in their mind or their eyes, thumbed his nose at their, you know, quote, authority. And now that they have him in custody, they're going to make him pay. They're going to break him. They're going to make him lick their boots and so forth and so on. But here's an article. This is out of the New Hampshire Union Leader, and this is from the staff, Pat Grossmith. And this is what the mainstream media is reporting regarding Ed Brown. Tax evader Ed Brown is waiting to be transported to a prison where he will spend the next 5+ years while his wife has settled into a minimum security prison for women in Danbury, Connecticut, according to Steve Monier, U.S. Marshal for New Hampshire. Now, the question that comes to mind with me here is, why is it that within a day and a half, Elaine Brown had already been relocated to a minimum security prison, yet Ed's been hanging out for 5 days in no man's land, waiting to be transported somewhere? We'll be back in 3, and I'll cover some more of this, folks. Stick with me. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. You ever have one of those days when your whole body just hurts? That's one of those days today. Whatever came on yesterday is coming on stronger. All right, back to this. Let's see. Ed Brown has yet to be picked up by the Justice Prisoner Alien Transport. Monnier said Brown could arrive at prison as early as tomorrow, at which time Monnier will disclose the location. That would be nice of you, Steve, to disclose his location, since we've all been waiting with bated breath for 5 days, and some of your underling marshals have been running all over New Hampshire questioning everybody in regards to the fact that there's a possible, they think there may be a possible threat against McAuliffe. Believe me, I don't think the Patriot movement would even waste their time. Elaine Brown, 67, begins serving her 63-month sentence in the Federal Correction Institute in Danbury. It is commonly referred to as Club Fed because of its less severe treatment of prisoners convicted of white-collar and nonviolent crimes. It's still a prison. You can't walk about freely. There are cells and there is a fence, Monnier said, but he said her classification was determined by the Bureau of Prisons. Well, that's nice of him. I mean, the Club Fed, at least it's not a maximum security prison, and as lovely a lady as Elaine Brown is, she certainly doesn't deserve maximum security. She doesn't deserve what she's got, but I guess that's better than the latter. Meanwhile, federal investigators remain at the couple's 110-acre property in Plainfield, sifting through evidence at what is now a crime scene. Monnier said an investigation is going on, but said it is premature to discuss whether the Browns will face charges. That will be up to federal prosecutors and a grand jury, he said.
The Browns turned this into more than just a tax case. Well, we know that. Browns fall for Trojan horse ruse by feds. The Browns were convicted on January 18th. We all know that. I'm not going to go through this whole thing. Defying the federal government for months. Defying the federal government. According to their perception, Ed Brown thumbed his nose at the federal authorities, didn't bend over, slap his hands behind his back, and allow them to handcuff him. It didn't matter when the federal government cut the telephone service and power to their home because the Browns had planned an off-the-grid existence, and they stockpiled food and water and installed solar panels and a windmill for power so they could exist. And that didn't make the government happy either. And they apparently planned to fight. Guns, ammunition, and homemade bombs were found inside the home. Booby traps were set along the perimeter of their property, Monnier said at a press conference last week. Now, folks, I was there. They didn't set booby traps. They set trip wires to where they would notice or they would be tipped off if somebody was on their property. Now, remember, this is a mainstream article. They planned to fight with guns, ammunition, and homemade bombs, and they found those inside the home. Now, they didn't plan to fight. They didn't want to fight. They were ready for a fight in case the government invaded them, but they would have been on the defense, not on the offense. The anti-tax Browns were also encouraged like-minded individuals to come to their home, and they did over the months. On September 12th, 4th, people were arrested on charges they abetted the fugitive Browns. Last night, I was in the chat room for a little while, and I was listening to the program. Mike Chambers had Night Ride, and invited me up on the show, so I spent about an hour with him. Last night we were talking about this situation. These four guys, Mike had mentioned to me that these four guys that had been arrested, Danny Riley and Serino Gonzalez and the other two guys, one of them had supposed allegedly a pipe bomb in his garage. These guys are facing, from what Mike Chambers said, like up to 100 years in prison apiece. Now, Danny Riley, you know, I don't know about the other guys, but I know Danny Riley has done nothing. He's been assaulted. He's been tasered. He's been arrested. He's been harassed. And he's facing 100 years in prison? That's pretty scary. On Thursday, a small team of deputy U.S. Marshals pretended they were Brown supporters, and when they arrived at the Plainfield home, the couple came out to greet them, and the deputies promptly arrested them on their front porch. Now, that's the third different story that I've gotten on this. We spoke a bit about this on Mike's show last night, is that according to another report, they had snuck in the evening when there was nobody on there. And the third report said that they were posing as supporters and they were arrested in the Browns' home. Now, which one is true? We're probably never going to get the real answer, guys, until we are able, if ever, to speak to Elaine and or Ed Brown. Because it seems that the government can't give us the straight story, or every time they open their mouth, they come out with a different story. Because evidently they're short-minded enough to not remember what they had said previously, or they're instructed by their superiors to change whatever story they had. I don't know. At any rate, again, up to this point in time, Ed has still not been turned over to the custody of the Bureau of Prisons, and we're all waiting patiently to find out where he has been sent, and what kind of condition, even more importantly, happens to be in. I'm very interested to find out about that. Excuse me. Now, I wanted to mention, I pulled an article, it's called American Lockdown, Law Enforcement Out of Control and Beyond the Pale. It's by a woman by the name of Carol Baker. I emailed Carol Baker last week, and I was hoping I could have her up on my show. Evidently, she's pretty busy, and she wasn't able to do it. She has written an article called The End of America. The police state is right here, right now. And we're living in very interesting times, folks, because we see this going on all over the place, and I keep reporting it on my show. In fact, matter of fact, I get tired of reporting it. I get tired of watching these video clips because as I go through and I peruse the news, you know, I watch these video clips to find out what would be the most pertinent information to put on a show in any given day. I run across this stuff and it sickens me. We'll take a break. I'll get into more on that when I get back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with a question or a comment. Be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I apologize to you folks. I got a little bit ahead of myself. I was on the subject of Ed Brown and knowing where he was. And I wanted to mention, as some of you may know, that there's another article I want to get into. It's called Blog Author Receives Uninvited Guests from the Government. And let me go through this with you. Ed and Elaine Brown were taken into custody last week, and I've made no secret of my support for the Browns. But I'm starting to worry about offering my opinions in such a public manner. Anytime I make mention of the Browns on this blog, I invite visitors from government IP addresses, visitors from the Senate and the House. They don't really concern me, but the DOJ visitors do. I can relate to this, folks, because they're visiting my site as well. Whenever I previously raised concerns, some well-meaning people told me that I was a bit nuts. I mean, why would the Department of Justice give a damn about my opinion? Why would they care about people exercising their right to free speech? My friend, Michael Hampton, and I used to contribute together at Hammer of Truth, and since it's perhaps permanently down for upgrade, I often go to check out his thoughts at Homeland Stupidity. Michael is a New Hampshire resident, member of the Free State Project, and has also been a very vocal supporter of the Browns, and has documented the support on his website. When Michael started writing about the harassment received from the Department of Justice, he was called many ugly names, and everything from his sanity to his intelligence was questioned. What he recently wrote about almost knocked the breath out of me. Armed federal agents paid a visit to Michael's home on Friday. Satire became reality Friday afternoon when half a dozen armed federal agents wearing body armor showed up at the author's home and detained everyone in the house for nearly 90 minutes to determine who might pose a threat to the government. Marshal John Bolin and the U.S. Marshal's Office of Protective Intelligence traveled to Manchester, New Hampshire, to investigate threats of violence allegedly made against Stephen McAuliffe, a federal judge in the District Court of Concord, and other federal officials in the area. He brought along with him other marshals and agents who would only say that they were with the Treasury Department. Later in the afternoon, the federal agents detained and interrogated another Manchester resident for nearly 30 minutes, trying to locate yet another person of interest to them, and then after having set up a Saturday morning meeting with this person of interest, didn't even bother to show up. The threats allegedly originated with convicted tax protesters Ed and Elaine Brown and supporters for their cause. Marshals took the Browns into custody Thursday night to begin serving their 63-month sentence after a 9-month standoff in which the couple remained in their home. Supporters brought food, supplies, and firearms and staged concert and press conferences on the property. No matter what you think about the Browns, this should chill you to the bone. That the government monitors and then detains a person for expressing himself on a public blog should show you that we are not talking about tinfoil hat stuff here. I'm glad that everybody at Michael's home is safe, but he should not have been visited to start with. An old saying is brought to mind right now, and I think that people should pay attention. It's not paranoia if they really are out to get you. Another thing worthy of quick mention, where is Ed Brown? That's what we're all asking. I know that he is supposed to be in federal custody. That's what they told us anyway. A Dig reader has pointed this out. Elaine Brown is in a federal Bureau of Prisons in Danbury, Connecticut. We know that. And Ed Brown is not in federal prisons custody. So where is Ed? How can he not be in federal custody? If not theirs, then whose? Military, maybe? I've heard quotes from officials that they were not in the state or local custody at the time, nor would they be. Scary stuff indeed. So this post is dedicated to the U.S. government. I still support Ed and Elaine Brown. In fact, my support is strengthened by your actions at Michael's house. I do feel that I must stress here that I am nonviolent. I certainly don't wish to entertain your thugs, and I'm a, well, SH blank TTY hostess. I'm also posting a couple of tax videos from Tommy Cryer. And she goes into the videos here. But at any rate, what's happening here, folks, is it's expanding out. And, you know, I can relate to this blogger. I know who she is. I saw the video clip. They are out asking questions, basically intimidating people. And it's sad, really. And it brings back memories of a better day. It brings back memories of a time where, you know, things were peaceful and serene. You had to really commit a crime to have these people interfere into your life. But it looks like those days are gone. Pretty scary stuff. All right, now let me step up to speed here. Carolyn Baker, American lockdown. Law enforcement is out of control and beyond the pale. Seems like we're getting into this on a daily basis anymore. And as I said, when I go through and peruse the news and video clips when I'm looking for the best topics to do a show, I'm running across this with regularity. Used to be I'd see a clip every month or so, maybe once every couple of weeks. Now it's every day, sometimes more than once a day. Really scary stuff. In my recent article, The End of America, and by the way, I've read that article. It's a great article. I'd advise folks to Google Carolyn Baker, The End of America. Read the article for yourself. It's a pretty lengthy one. The police state is right here, right now. I included experiences of escalating intimidation on the part of law enforcement in the United States within recent months. I must confess that when I cite such incidents, I fear that in a few days or weeks, it will go away. And everyone else, including myself, will begin to question the validity of the examples, breathing a heavy sigh of relief and rejoicing that the situation isn't nearly as dire as I'm asserting. This time, however, I have nothing to fear, because since that article was posted, the ante of out-of-control law enforcement in America appears to have been upped with a rapidity that I could not have imagined just a few weeks ago.
Have we not all heard about the New York woman on her way to rehab who passed through the Phoenix airport, became distraught when she had just missed her flight, and was arrested for disorderly conduct by airport police? The suspect, Carol Ann Gottbaum, was handcuffed and then placed in a holding cell and left alone. According to police, when they returned, she was dead. At this writing, Gottbaum's family and officials are waiting for the autopsy report of the official cause of death. Just a few days later, again in Phoenix, a male suspect was handcuffed after an on-foot chase by police, and shortly after being handcuffed, according to police, he lost consciousness. He was then taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. In today's New York Daily News, the story, science teacher's brush with police ends in heart attack, relates an incident that happened back in June of this year when an African-American Brooklyn high school teacher was mistaken for a perpetrator by police, suffered a heart attack, and was left on his own by the street cops who accused him of, quote, acting. As outrageous as these incidents may be, the most chilling event appeared on networks across the nation this morning with a story of a 20-year-old Wisconsin sheriff's deputy who shot and killed six young people at a party Saturday night. The most obvious question, how is it that a community of citizens allows a 20-year-old to become a deputy sheriff? Why not give an M16 to a third grader? Nevertheless, all of these stories are connected by a common thread. Law enforcement in the United States, whose duty it is to protect and serve, have now become not just part of the problem, but in fact, predatory devourers of those they are sworn to keep safe. I'm going to stop right there and mention again, which I have on previous shows, my question is, who is behind this? At what point in time did they change the rules? At what point in time did they decide that they were going to start practicing military operations within the police department? And then, coincidentally and conveniently enough, they got rid of posse comitatus. How coincidental. Back to this. Deepening collapse will be attended by manifestations of the unraveling of all institutions, one of the most frightening examples being law enforcement's hysterical repression of citizens. Although we are seeing more media attention given to private security companies such as Blackwater, we should not assume that the power and funding granted to these firms will dissipate anytime soon. They are an integral part of the shock doctrine, brilliantly analyzed by Naomi Klein in her new book in the same title. The greater the extent of the empire's collapse, the greater the intensity of the shock applied to those who reside within the belly of the beast. From those shocks flow not only increased terror and social control, but flourishing profits for private security companies. You look around you, folks. You go out and you notice the apprehension. There's an apprehension in the air of fear. Not what, by the way, but I'm taking a break, really. I'll continue with it in a minute. There's an apprehension of fear wherever you go. It's almost like a protective coating that people are putting around them these days. And remember what I had mentioned to you before about the mood of a country or a nation permeates down from its leader. So we can kind of point a finger as to where it's coming from. And it's got, the escalation of it's gotten 500% worse since George Bush has been in office. The United States government is making it unmistakably clear that it intends to use every avenue of power at its disposal to lock down the nation. A story sent to my subscribers today from the Gold Antitrust Action Committee reveals that in its correspondence with the Treasury Department, the Treasury Department was surprisingly candid in that correspondence, asserting the U.S. government's authority in declared emergencies to confiscate precious metals and to restrict ownership of mining shares and to confiscate and restrict every other financial asset as well. Almost daily, we hear of increased surveillance of Americans, as well as unprecedented restrictions on travel, not only on persons entering the U.S., but on persons traveling within the country and on dissenters who attempt to enter other countries, as in the case of two activists, Media Benjamin and Anne Wright, who who were denied entrance into Canada on Thursday because their names appeared on the FBI's National Crime Information Database. Another relevant story we link today pertains to the Anti-Terrorism Vigilant Shield 2008 exercise. You've all heard that one. That's the U.S. Northern Command, NORTHCOM. The series of exercises is mandated by the U.S. government to prepare, prevent, and respond to any number of national crises, all for the use of military inside the United States. Vigilant Shield 2008 builds a scenario of a domestic disaster in the U.S., terrorist attack or natural disaster. It posits the domestic use of the U.S. military, especially for the U.S. Air Force. As we know, precedent for the U.S. military inside the U.S. was set forth in the aftermath of Katrina in 2005. For those considering expatriation, it will soon be too late to leave. For those who choose to remain within this increasingly locked-down nation, it will be necessary to acquire survival skills, a strong community of friends, and a great deal of stealth in order to navigate this empire's exacerbating Orwellian treachery. Think about that, folks. Now, talking about this Project Vigilant Shield, that's next week. That's the, I believe it's the 15th to the 20th of October. And I read up on it, they're going to pretend, if you will, that a dirty bomb has gone off at Highway 101 and 202. Now, for those of you who don't know, I live in Phoenix, so I know where that is exactly, and it's right at the southeastern base of Scottsdale, Arizona. Why would they pick that particular area to launch a drill? And it's a martial law drill. I don't know about you, but I feel like, excuse me, with all these regulations that are coming into play, with the airlines, or not the airlines, but the regulations that are coming in being implemented as of February of next year, you're not going to be able to fly from New York to Chicago or from California to Florida without first getting permission from the government to do so. And here's the kicker, is that you don't even know, or you have no control of getting the permission. You don't know until after you buy the ticket and go to the airport. Okay, and go to get on the airplane. Now, a couple of questions arise here. You go buy a ticket for $500 and you want to go from California to Florida, you get to the airport and you find out you're on a no-fly list for any one of a myriad of reasons. And let's tie some things in here, folks. Okay? Now, I mentioned to you, I got a ticket back in February. It was a stupid ticket. It was, you know, I slapped the wrong plate on a car and I drove it to Scottsdale to the post office. And I got a ticket. Now, come to find out from the police officer, who was a nice fella, by the way. His boss wasn't so nice that pulled up a few minutes later, but he was a nice guy. He instructed me that they had recently changed the laws on an infraction like that, and they've now made it a misdemeanor. So it's a crime. It's a criminal offense to put the wrong plate on your automobile. I didn't know that, of course, because I'm not busy in the library looking up all the new laws that they passed. If I did that, I'd be there the rest of my life. So I went to court, went through their program, wound up paying a $300 fine. But what was interesting about that entire stop is it took about 45 minutes. And instead of just going up there, you know, doing the quick warrant check thing like they always do, writing you a ticket and that's the end of it, a supervisor pulled up and they stayed back there at some kind of a computer for a good 20 minutes, logging whatever they were logging into this specific computer. Then the officer walked back up and verified with me what my address was because they wanted to make sure they had my physical residence down there. Then I find out later from, I don't remember, I got an email from somebody, I think, who put me into a website that I find out that this is all going into some kind of a national database. And here's my theory on that. You've got this implementation of the flying restrictions that you're going to have permission to fly from point A to point B. How long is it going to be, based upon all this data mining that they're doing, regardless of whatever you do, whether you go in to Fry's and buy a six-pack of beer and have to sign your name like happened to me about a month ago, or you are unfortunate enough to get a ticket and now you find out that it's now a criminal offense as opposed to a civil defense, they're putting all this stuff into a database. How long is it going to be before they designate classes of citizens?
the guy on the top of the list, the guy that always pays their taxes, you know, has never been audited, has, you know, a 720 credit score, owns a home, has, you know, $200,000 in the bank. Well, now there is a preferred citizen and he can travel anywhere. But what happens if you got a couple of dings on your credit report? What happens if you maybe you have a misdemeanor? What happens if you've had Internal Revenue Service problems in the past? What happens if you've had an altercation or you have some kind of a blip on your record? Are you now going to be deemed a second-class citizen and you have to gain permission from somebody just to travel to see your mother in Chicago? And, you know, from horror stories that I've read in the past, for example, Edward Kennedy, he was put on, or not, yeah, was it, no, Ted Kennedy, he was put on a no-fly list. I'm not sure to this date whether he's off of it or not, but he went through hell. You get put on a no-fly list, you don't know if you'll ever get off. Not saying that you even want to fly anymore with these TSA regulations. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, back at you live from Phoenix, Arizona. you know, remember, for those of you who are old enough to remember, remember the days when we used to hear stories about Russia and, you know, it was a communist country and they were locked in, they couldn't really get out, and they, you know, if you did something wrong, you went to some gulag in Siberia.
and you stayed there for 20, 30 years and you were in a work camp. How many of you out there have given the thought to the fact that we are so close to that happening here? Excuse me. The walls are closing in. And you have to ask yourself why. We look at the economic structure. We look at what's going on in this country, and Greenspan and Bernanke have both said they're bringing the currency down by design. But have you thought about this? You know, in my tenure through life, and I've been around almost 58 years now, for the large majority of my life, I've been a self-employed individual, always worked for myself, always had a problem working for somebody else. But there was a couple of short stints there during the course of my working career that I was an employee and I would work for, Fraser and Johnston in San Lorenzo, California, way back in the early 70s. And there was a time where I became unemployed. And I went down to the unemployment office in Hayward, California to apply for my unemployment, which I didn't like the idea, but I was in a financial position where I had to do so. And I remember thinking to myself, this is like 1970 or something like that, and I remember thinking to myself at the time, I was driving up and down A Street in Hayward, California, looking for a sign up in the front that said unemployment office. Couldn't find it. Had the address, okay, and finally I was going up and down, and I kept looking for unemployment, couldn't find it, went back and forth up and down the street about six times. And finally I started looking at the address numbers as opposed to the signs or the, you know, on the signs on the front of the building, and the address number coincided with something that said Department of Human Resources. And I thought to myself at the time, that's weird. Why would they call the unemployment office the Office of Human Resources? That's because that's their mindset. I didn't know then, and I only recently found out, the reason that it's the Department of Human Resources is because as far as they're concerned, we are nothing to them but a resource, a financial resource. Our labor is a resource to these people. And so you take that in mind. You look at the debt that we have incurred, and by the way, it's Federal Reserve national debt. The national debt, the debt they put on us, which is about $10 trillion now. Would it make any sense to you that, yes, eventually they want to lock that resource, that human resource, i.e. you and I, in? They wouldn't want us to get away because we're a resource to them. Does that make sense? They use fear to justify wars. They use fear to take away our freedoms. They always have to have an enemy, and those few at the top are making tremendous amounts. They're making billions and billions of dollars with their defense contractors, of which, you know, it's blood money, and our high-level government officials have either been CEOs, members of the board, or heavy stock owners in these defense contracting businesses. Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, DynCorp. Take your pick. Perpetual war. And lock us down. We'll be back, second hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Welcome your comments or questions. Be right back.
It's true.